Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav. Yeshua ben Prachya. Benita Harbele Kilogam. Yeshua ben Prachya. Anita Harbele. They are Makabel from Yosef ben Yachin Yishushalayim and Yosef ben Yezer Yishushalayim. Yeshua ben Prachya Omer. Yeshua ben Prachya said, Asay lecha Rav. Make for yourself a Rav. Knei lecha Chaver. And buy yourself a friend. That he done is kol adam lekavslis. And judge everyone favorably. So of course, the question is, what's the lashon Asay lecha Rav? Lashon Masiya. By Chaver's lashon Knia. So one shot they say, Pasha I saw from the Farshim say. Well, that's the order. That's the order. They say, what's Pshat that Kenyan by a Chaver and Asiya by a Rav is because you're not allowed to accept money for Talmud Torah. A Rebbe can't take money for learning. Now they say, Asay lecha Rav. A Chaver, you could buy. You could buy a friend. But for Talmud Torah, you can't accept money, so Asay lecha Rav. So today, Baruch Hashem, we cannot accept money. Why? Because it's considered Shechar B'Tehillah. That's the main heter. Because you would be doing something else, not teaching someone else to Torah. So therefore, he pays you what you, for the money. He's not paying you for learning Torah with his son, let's say, but he's paying you for what you could have been doing to be marviach, to make money to support your family, so he pays you for your
start the tailor.
We'll see, very good. How do you buy a friend?
You buy somebody something, he likes you.
It's true. But we'll say even more.
Buy me a car, I'll be
here. Does that say that? You should buy a friend's presents.
Says that, yeah, my friends, really?
Yeah, your friend, you should buy.
Okay, so we'll say, First, let's say the Kharab, the Sfasama says a beautiful verse. It's not the Sfasama, it's the Kharab. He says, make yourself from everything in life that you see, Asay lecha Rav, make it for yourself into a Rav. Gahainu, you love your body, Ahavas Haguf, a person loves, he wants to buy nice clothes for his body, he wants to, right, take care of his body, Asay lecha Rav, so you should learn from that, I have to take care of my neshama. Or if you fear your master, you fear you're working, you're an employee, and the boss, you know, you always want to be on time for him, you want to make him, you know, everything, he should be happy with you. Learn from that, Ahavas Hashem, you know, Yeras Shemayim, fear of Hashem. You love someone, you love your spouse. Think about Avas Hashem. Asay lecha Rav, make different things for yourself that you can learn from. Asay lecha Rav, make it for you for a Rav. A lot of times, sometimes I have this heritage when if your foot falls asleep, or if your feet falls asleep, sometimes mamash, if you bang, it could mamash be pain. You mamash, it's painful. Okay, you know it's going to go away. It's not like torture. Oh, yeah, you know, Iraqi prisoners, terrible. You know, they actually, you know, we're not given meals one day. You know what I'm saying? But it's not so terrible. But Asay lecha Rav, make it, sometimes I say to myself, wow, this is what the pain is. If you do an Aveira, this is Gehenna. It's good to think like that sometimes. You remind, when you feel mamish pain, think, this is the pain of Gehenna. Asay lecha Rav, says the Sfasama, make it for you for a Rav. You should feel it. Lamaisa, even more so, a person, you heard what I'm saying, Asay lecha Rav? Even more so, there's another thing, a person, we learn from the Avos, right? We learn from the Sefer Bereishis, we learn through Chumash, we learn from the Maisa, obviously, we learn different things that happen in Chazal, history. We study, we see, oh, if you do this, this could happen. You shouldn't be like this. What could happen with him and Lovin and Light did this and Oy Lerash Elishchaynai and Kairach, Shevet Ruvu was near Kairach, they were involved. You learn all the different limudim. A person in life should write a diary. What's one of the benefits of a diary, of a little pinkas, you have a little notebook, is you can learn, study yourself. Let's go back and study your own life. Asay lecha Rav. Make yourself a Rav from your own life. Look through, see, oh, I did like this and this happened. I spent the summer this way and this is what happened to me that time. I had such a zman. I went to such a place. This is what happened afterwards. I did like this. That happened. I went to sleep early at night and I actually got up on time. I went to sleep late and I got up late. You know, you see things and amazing things. You'll find these wonder of wonders. Wow, I went to sleep late and those mornings I talk was tired the next day. Unbelievable. But even things that are hard to figure out. When you study your own life and you keep a diary, and you see it so becomes clear. You can learn from your own life. Study from yourself. And that's the best thing to study from because every person is different, as we'll see soon. Everyone's different. We're going to get into that with Dan Lakanskos. But a person is different. Learn from your own life. It's the best thing. It's such a tool to learn from yourself. You look back and see. Asay lecha Rav. Pnei lecha Chaver. What's that Pnei lecha Chaver? So there's a story. I don't know if you guys heard the story or not. The story. A lot of times with friendships, it's very hard. There's things that come up. Someone feels the avil, someone feels that the other person owes me, why should I give in? There's a story I heard over from Sacha Franz. Unbelievable story, the newspaper story. You heard the story? You heard it from me?
No, it was on the video.
Oh, it was on the video? When? This one just now? Okay, it says the story. You guys didn't hear the story? I'll say it over. But bear with me. It says a story about this person that he was getting, you know, he started to notice that his newspaper looked a little bit like a little extra crinkled. Didn't have the nice cleaner seams on it. Looked like maybe someone was reading it already. Then he started to see little coffee drops. He knew for sure someone was eating his paper. He didn't know, how could it be? You know, every morning he comes, the paper would be in the bag, take it inside. Didn't know what was going on. Fine. One morning he decides he's going to find out who's reading his paper. So he stays by the window, you know, starting at 5:30, I guess is early enough, and he sees, lo and behold, his neighbor comes to take the paper, goes home with the paper, and brings it back before 7 o'clock, which is when he usually gets up to go get his paper. Now, obviously, his neighbor reads the paper as a free subscription. So he approaches his neighbor. He says, neighbor. His neighbor says, yes, neighbor. He says, neighbor, I don't understand. That's my paper you're reading. What's the big idea? He says, well, what do you care? I mean, you're not up anyways. You don't take it before 7 o'clock. You have it by 7. What's your problem? He says, you don't understand. There's a certain geschmack. People know that if you read a paper crisp, you like, it's a certain geschmack of reading a crisp paper. Could be that's the shot that whenever someone goes to the newsstand, they'll never take the top one. They'll take the second one. Because your chaych is the first one. Maybe someone read it. At least open it, right? Could be that's the shot in the paper. The slip, you know, comes right down. So what's pshat? So he says, what's pshat? What are you doing? It's my paper. He says, what do you care? And the guy mamish isn't letting up. A chutzpah. He doesn't let up. And it continues on. The guy keeps taking his paper. He goes to a rabbi. He says to the rabbi, he says, Rob, what do I do? I don't understand. This guy's reading my paper. It's my paper. What's going on over here? So he says, I don't understand what's happening. So the rabbi says, listen here. He says, take this out of the machloikis fund. He says, you know, a lot of times in life you go through a machloikis, and maybe $40 will take care of the machloikis. Sometimes maybe $40,000 is needed to take care of a machloikis. It's not so simple. He says, but as long as you can afford to swallow the bucks, swallow the few dollars, little money, and you can buy out the machloikis, you should do it. Again, so for $40, your mom should be kind to yourself, Elam Haba. For $40, you'll avert a machloikis. Isn't it kedai? So what did he do? He bought the guy a subscription, and the guy took it. The guy was obviously some type of guy. You know what I'm saying? Some Shachin Ra in the next Mishnah. Well, Maisa, the guy, he bought it to Machlokes. He says, it's Kedai, and think about it. That's Knevel Chachavar. It doesn't mean that he's going to be a friend, but Kedai, you shouldn't be Machlokes with him. So I forget, sometimes I'm not actually paying out money. What is paying? What's Kenyan when you buy something? You're giving, money is what I'm being sacrificing. I have $40 less in my account now, right? I'm sacrificing. Sometimes you sacrifice your covet, you sell your covet, that's also buying a friend. I'm letting you take it from me, I'm sacrificing my covet, I'm giving into you. That's Knevel Chachavar. So often, that's all it takes is just to swallow a little, that's Knevel Chachavar. You buy a friend. And then there's the chat that you were saying. That what's the point of Knevel Chachavar? The portion is saying we're speaking not just on friendship, somebody to play ball with, somebody to hang out with, to go to pizza with. No, Knevel Chachavar means that you should have someone to help you with Avodas Hashem. He should point out to you, you should be so close. How do you know someone really close? When you see two guys, right? So when you see them smiling, everyone's so friendly, so nice, you know? Could be they're not good friends, right? Probably they aren't. Everything's superficial, you know? If it's too superficial, too like, could be they're not really friends. If you see one guy scream at the other one and then they're still best of friends afterwards, you know that you saw a nice friendship. These two guys are really good friends, right? If a guy could scream at the other guy, feels comfortable screaming at him and it's not going to jeopardize the friendship, am I right? That means they're emes chaver. Knevel Chachavar? So Mamela, Knevel Chachavar. So we're speaking over here, you should buy a friend. What do we mean buy a friend? For what purpose? For the purpose that he can help you with your avodas Hashem and then you can help him. Knevel Chachavar will point out some weakness and say to you, you know, Chaim, why didn't you come to Seder today. And if it's coming from your friend, it's better than, right? And you have a friend, or he points out to you and says, you know what, you were wrong in that situation. You know, everyone, they say over a story, this is what happened. Aren't I right? And sometimes your friend will say, no, you know, your friend can see it subjectively. You're objective. Your friend sees it subjectively. He can tell, you know, you're off on this one. Sometimes with my wife, of the same thing. You speak over, you have an issue. So, you know, I can tell my wife, usually, of course, I agree with her. And even when I disagree, you have to agree with her. Sometimes you say, and she'll say to me, no, Shimmy, you're wrong. He's right. Like, he has a point. You know, you should. Sometimes that's the case. So that's Kehil Chachaber. Find yourself a friend. Find yourself a friend that can help you grow. Also, refers to having a charusa. Better to learn with a charusa than by yourself. A seil charav. They say the same thing. You should have someone to learn from. Agav, it's kedai to know when you get married, Baruch Hashem, that this is a very important thing. That your wife could be a vehicle for you to learn about yourself and to grow. Because the person by himself, Adam Negev, Karavetz Lasma, person to carve himself, person doesn't see his faults. But your wife, if you're willing and you have a good relationship with Baruch Hashem, and you're willing to accept from your wife, and you don't just bicker every time, but if you can know how to criticize each other in a nice way, you can manage from the kind of this mission of Kehil Chachaber, finding yourself a friend who will show you and help you along the way of Torah mitzvahs. Okay, Vavidon is called Adam Lekaslos. Then we come to Down Lekaslos. Vavidon, you should judge, is called Adam, you should judge every man Lekaslos favorably. So first of all, as we always ask, it doesn't have to be, but why is this at the end of this mission? What's the connection from Asil Harab, Kehil Chacham, Vavidon is called Adam Lekaslos? Also, there's a stira, because we all know that it says, Al Tadim Es Chavarecha, don't judge your friend, actually, to be a little come, so you reach his place. So if you shouldn't judge your friend, now it's saying, judge him. Judge him. Down the cosmos. Judge him favorably. One second. I thought you said, don't judge him. I'm not a judge. Don't judge him at all. Al Tazin Es Chavarecha. Don't judge your friend. Ashigil him kaimai. That's referring to judges, really. That's really talking to judges. Somebody who's a dayan. But what's that? What I hear was saying, you should judge him favorably. And generally, we have a Mishnah. Don't judge your friend. So should I judge him or should I not judge him? So first of all, the simple pshat could be that there it says until you reach his place, until you're in his position. And here it could be saying, and if you're in the God's position, you can talk, understand him, you should judge him favorably.
So we know already have gone down the house course.
Right.
Yeah. So but didn't say anything about judging him to the opposite.
You should judge him negatively.
Once you went to his position,
then you could judge him negatively. It's a chiddush to Clara, because Clara, you're always supposed to down with house left, but maybe.
If you're in his position, then you'll see, like, if he's really doing something wrong, then you can judge him to see if he's really doing something wrong.
But we'll see soon that you can never really be in a person's position. That's why I don't like it so much.
Well, that's how you're supposed to criticize your friend and constructive criticism.
Oh, that's true, but here we're talking about time. Oh, it could be that's true.
If you're in his face, you'll be like, hey, wait a minute, maybe that's not the right way to do it. You can only do it if you can see from his point of view.
I hear. So could be that's okay. And then we want to say pshat that avada, you shouldn't judge your friend. Al-Qadr, don't judge. You shouldn't be judging people. But what if he's your friend? He's your Rebbe. We say in our Mishnah, say the Harav. Make yourself a Rav. You have to choose a Rav. Every person will have someone who he feels is good for him, who he feels for his tzunas and nefesh that he can relate to, someone who he feels that he can have a rapport, who he understands, who's got Shara. You know, there's different minhagim, different parts of Klai Yisrael. You know, not everyone is going to find, not every Rav across the spectrum is going to be for every person. I say the Harav. Find yourself a friend means specifically find yourself, means generally speaking we spoke, but the Iker Pshad in the Mishnah is find yourself someone that you can grow an Avodas Hashem with. Oh, so I have to judge the guy. I gotta know who he is. I gotta watch him. I gotta see what he's like. So then, have you done Skalom Makashkos? Because the truth is, the way we're created, we could be so critical, you won't find yourself any friend in the world. Neither will you find yourself a rough in the world, unless you could at least do a little judging favorably. Because you'll always see something. Rarely is there someone, even Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had trouble with him. You won't be able to have a Rebbe. You won't be able to have a Chaver. Unless you exercise the Midah of Dalmakav Schos, you'll be able to go through and carry through and have a friend for many years to come. But if you're not going to be down the class close, you'll for sure find something that you think is no good. You'll think he did something. You'll think he said something. That's why it's an end of this mission. And that's when you should be judging. When it's something, when it's like, yeah, you have to judge. You have to judge. Down the class close. Famous Kasha, it says Danis Kol Ha'adam, right? Famous Diyak. Danis Kol Ha'adam, this is why I wasn't so clear about this, is because what's that Danis Kol Ha'adam Kaskos? That is that Avada, we think that we see everything, we think we understand, we think we see the whole thing. You have to understand, I've had this mamish myself, I'm embarrassed to say the stories over, I'm not going to say it over, I'm mamish embarrassed how I've been upset at people for something they didn't even say. I thought they said something simply, you think you hear certain words, you hear different words. And it's true. People have selected hearing. When you're thinking about something and you expect to hear something, you think that's what you heard, if that's what you're expecting to hear, even if that's not what the person necessarily said.
It doesn't mean every single person. It means when you judge a person, once there are people, they ask people.
You're right. So it's not Mr. Russell. You're right. But generally speaking, the rule is if they have done it, it's called Ha'adam, the whole person. You don't know where people come from. Everyone comes from another place. You're coming from here, I'm coming from there. I have my certain ways of thinking. You have your certain ways of thinking. You know, sometimes, I mean, there's so many different simple things. Like, you know, like, I was once doing the course on communication. It was one of these other stupid courses, communication. It was talking about how you have people from different parts of the world, different societies. You have Japanese, a Chinaman over here, an American over there, a European over there. So maybe to go like this is a normal gesture in America, right? And in China, the guy thinks you're about to kill him. He pulls out his sword, you know, he pulls his knife out, because he thinks you're going to kill him, right? People, okay, it's a whacked out situation, but people come from different places. I saw an unbelievable, I thought it was the RFI, but I was trying to look it up before this year. I couldn't find it. I'm not sure who says it, but I know I saw it in print in one of the I think it was Christ Gedolos. I thought it was RFI. I couldn't find it. He says, I think it's by Lois Discardio. Lysasto, Agudas, Agudas, you shouldn't have different groups in Kaisho. And he says, or maybe it's by Vapta, he says, what do you mean we shouldn't get, he says, people can't get along. He says, you know, no two people look alike. Everyone knows that. There's no two people that look exactly the same. Is that true? No two people look the same. All Chinese people look like that, but Lamaisa, none of them look the same. All of us, you say, oh, black pants, white shirt. Yeah, it was the guy in the black pants and white shirt. But Lamaisa, they find 200 of us. None of us look the same. They have to be, right? And in the whole world, it's Naira Nairais. It's a nace, mamish. You can think just the nitzim of Hashem that no two people look the same. And we know that. People can look similar, even twins. Sometimes they look mamish close, but they're not exactly the same. Says this Mefarish. More than no two people look alike, no two people think alike. Isn't that amazing? People don't, it's right up. People don't think the same. So if I think a certain way, I have a certain line of reasoning, what I think is normal, what I think is reasonable, and yes, there are general parameters of what's reasonable, but another person will think maybe like this, think like that. So why did he make that comment? Why did he, you know, some story about the flowers, a mother-in-law made a comment or a girl made a comment to the mother-in-law, something about the flowers are big, and one thought it was a compliment that there was such a big bouquet, another one thought it was an insult, kind of Hungarians have such a big flowers, we don't need that. So to one, it's a good thing, to him, it's good, to me, it's not so good, it's an insult. So we have to realize that we all come from different places. We all think differently. Havidan is called Adam Lakashlus. There's an amazing book, that green book, The Other Side of the Story. So I remember when I was younger, I once read this book, and I managed, it changed my life for one day. Okay, it wore off, you know, that's life, that's the way we are. Unless you learn Musar and keep it up, the effect wears off. And I remember, you can see the world so differently. You can avoid so many fights, you can avoid so many machlokes. You know, how many fights start that, you know, I don't know why he has tainus on me. I don't know what he has. You know, sometimes the guy has tainus. You know he has tainus on. You have no idea why. And you talk it right. He thought you did something, and in his mind, that's it. That's it. He's brigus. He's brigus with you. That's it, right? It happens. The guy gets brigus. You have no idea why. He thinks, you know, kvetch, you can't be that way. First of all, sometimes you can't be that way. But even when you think you mama see something, you have to rise to the occasion and be down the kaskos, and then you'll be able to live with people. You get along. It's so much easier. It's such a better life. There's a beautiful verse. I saw it brought down from Reb Hirsch Baer, the Talmud of the Kotzker. He says, Rabbi Yeshua mi Astra. He says, have you done this? I never heard this before. Have you done this? Called Adam Lakapsalas. Kosha came the Rabbi Nishloim. We've achieved that whatever we see, you see people doing things. Dan Lakapsalas. Kosha came Hashem. Dan him Lakapsalas too. We don't understand people. We don't know what's going on. Kosha came, right? Kavachar, but Rajagal Kavachar, the Rabbi Nishloim. Maybe Dan him Lakapsalas too. We don't understand his Kashbani. So many things that go on. Tragedy. We just heard a tragedy. It's terrible. It's so sad. Constantly things that are going on. So it's very hard. It's easy to talk about. We should never be in the situation where we have to have an Nisayin with this. And we should never judge other people because it's Taka Nisayin. But having done it, it's called Kasos, Kosigan Hashem, if Hashem and His Din with us, we don't understand. How is this for my good? Dan Kasos, judge the Rabbi Islam Kaviyot for favorably. That I don't understand, but I'm sure whatever Hashem does, Koma the Abrahmona, whatever Hashem does is for the good. That's another pshat from a Hirsch Bear. He says that Dan Lakasos is a pshat that we know the Gemara Kedushin says. I think Kedushin that a person should look at every mitzvah and every aver like he's going to turn the whole world. The whole world is half zakai, half chayiv. And if you do a mitzvah, you're going to make the whole world go with tzad schus. And you're going to aver the whole tzad chayiv. He says Dan is kol adam. He says you should be Dan is kol adam Lakasos. Every man you should Dan him favorably. Get him to the tzad schus. Do a mitzvah, get him with tzadchus. Okay, that's a little, maybe a little bite. But that's what he says. He says, I'm sorry, it's the Kashin Sur Magid. Okay, I'm getting it mixed up. Kashin Sur Magid. That's the Kashin Sur Magid. Okay. He says, you have to look at the whole world. Mechsad. That is called Adam Lakashchus. So again, very important. This is Adam Lakashchus. You want to have a rabbi, you want to have a chavar, your rabbi, your Rosh Hashiva. Why did my Rosh Hashiva do this? Why did my Rosh Hashiva do this? Your Rosh Hashiva is so complicated, so much going on, but every Rosh Hashiva is that way. You don't understand. Don't lose your Rosh Hashiva so fast. Don't throw him out and say, I don't hold of him. Nah, he's this. He's... No, Adam Lakashchus. And then you'll have a rabbi. Adam Lakashchus, and then you'll have a chavar. Then you'll have a friend. And then there's what you said. You want to find someone who you feel is someone who has your shemayim, someone who can help you and grow in Avodas Hashem. Someone who's a true friend, because a person in life, it's such a valuable thing to have a true friend. And how many friends, you look through all your friends, how many friends do we really have? It's so hard to have one. If we have one, we're doing very, very well. Just to have one friend. So like you said, buy something? Yes, so buy him something. Why not? Is it so bad? Buy him something. Make him like you. So what's wrong? So like, it's superficial? Oh, it's not. That's not the whole friend's not based on that, but that helps the person become carved. That helps. It helps. In marriage, they tell you all the chassanim that you should buy your wife a present. You should buy her something. What does that mean? That means that the whole relationship is that you bought her some jewelry, so now she likes you. You think that's true? I bought her not, but that helps. It's something nice. It shows that you care.
Doesn't create the relationship.
Exactly. It helps it along. It develops it. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So we'll do tomorrow, Mr. Shem. We'll do the next Mishnah. We'll just read it. Itar Bailey. Omer Hartig Mishachin Ra. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Vatishchaber LaRasha. Don't become close. Don't become a chaver to Rasha. Vatishyar Shmina Parnas. Don't give up on Parnas. And I'll just ask one question. Just to keep in suspense, we'll ask one kasha. It says, Harchik Mishachin Ra. Distance yourself from Mishachin Ra. So I don't know, so why does it say, Altschaber LaRasha? Avada. This is your kasha? Very good. I was thinking this kasha. We have to have an answer by tomorrow night, Mr. Shem. Everyone, think about it. Think about the kasha the whole day. Harchik Mishachin Ra. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. That's number one. And then number two, Altschaber LaRasha. Don't become Mamish Achaber to a Rasha. What do you mean? Avada, it's kasha. It's already Bechwal Messiah. I said, Harchik, distance yourself from a Shachin Ra, so of course not become going to be Mishchaber, not become one with the Rasha. Well, what's the shot in this Mishnah? How can Misham Ra about Mishchaber the Rasha?
So what's the shot Al Tishchaber the Rasha? So we asked a good question. What's the shot you shouldn't have a connection to Russia? I thought that you should do Kiruv. Kiruv, very popular today. And it should be. It should be popular. I thought you're supposed to be in the Kiruv. What's going on? So there's two answers. First of all, we could say that Chiba refers Al Tischaber LaRasha. Don't become like you're the Tafel and he's the Iker. If that's the relationship that you're like Mechaber being Mischaber yourself to the Rasha, so that's brought down, then that's not a good situation. That you won't be Mesliach. Adarabah, he'll be Mekar of you. He'll be Mekar of you to his ways, which is Aricha from the Shechina. holy mekar of you. That's Altis, right? Altis chayav the Rasha. Don't feed the friend to the Rasha. He's the main guy, and you're the sidekick. Rabbi Calvin spoke about this before the that Shabbos. What's it called again? That weekend. Those guys came. Extreme, right? So he said, he was telling the guys how to deal with, how to behave a little bit. He spoke unbelievable. He said, people think a relationship is that we have to be unequal. We don't have to be equal. We can have a wonderful relationship, and I respect you, and you respect me. I know that you're more firm than me. I know that I'm the one who's on drugs, and you're the one who's in yeshiva. There's nothing wrong. We can still get along. We can still have a rapport. And he said, you know, a lot of times guys think, and I was actually wondering about this all the time. I found it unbelievable what he said. Very interesting. He said that don't think, you know, when you meet a person who's a, let's say, Kirov situation, you know, he starts saying what he did, you're like outdoing him, the Avera contest. Like, I didn't want, oh yeah, do that too, you know. Ah, you Michal Shabbos, yeah, me also, one Shal Shud, it's like, you know, Chas V'Shal. No, don't do that, because they, first of all, there's no Kirov over there. There's no Kirov. Because he is going to say to himself, so what does he have more than me? Why should I be like him? He's like me. What? They're looking for more. People are, some of you meet someone, wherever. Don't start telling them how, yeah, you do that, I do that. No. Be friendly, be nice, be down to earth. Show them that you're a mensch. But at the same time, show them that you're an Eved Elokim, that you're from a Yid. Don't give that up. But more importantly, to our Mishnah, that's called Al Hashchar, that's called Tivul Rasha. Why? I'm like that too. You're already starting to show him that you're like him. Let him show that he's like, I don't know, he's supposed to come be like you, not you're supposed to come be like him. Al Hashchar Rasha is an amazing thing, amazing insight from the Kabbalah. And that's how we have to be when we deal with other Yidden. There's another pshat that has to do with depending on your godless, right? Again, the kasha was, what do you mean out of the rosh? I thought we have to be mekarav. There's another pshat that depends on your level. Very very pashut. Depends on the madriga that you're on. If you're on a high level, like we see a lot of people, they do things that we can never do. Big Rashi Yeshiva, big Rabbanim. They can go to Kirov. They're established people, chachamim, older, wiser. They can go out and do Kirov. Sometimes if we're young, and we're not so established in Torah, not only will we not be as successful because we just don't have the same background, we're not the same faith, we're not the same kayach, we're not such a chacham, we're not so built up yet, but they can end up pulling us in more than we'll pull them, because we're not at the level. Our Shishiva used to say a lot of times, used to say like, don't do so much kira when you're younger. Build yourself up in your younger years. Make yourself into something. Learn Torah. Build yourself so you'll go out into the world like a, used to say, you know, like a little water gun, you know, and you go out like a super soaker, you know, like you'll just go soaking, you know, you go like mamish mikarav like the masses, you know, and you see people are mikarav the masses, it could be done, but you go like with a little squirt gun, you're like 19 years old and you're going to mikarav the world, it's not going to happen. Now, of course, we're not saying you shouldn't do kirov here and there, about it, but you shouldn't be like a full-time kirov person when you're 19, 20 years. Now you should be learning, that's your main thing, and if you're doing kirov, it's a wonderful thing, you do it. It's an on the side thing. It's very important. It's on the side. But if you go out and you don't even build yourself, you do a kirov, so what's going to happen? It's like a guy in a dock trying to, trying to save someone else, and he's just going to fall, trying to save a drowning person. You know, Niagara Falls, boom, you fall right in. But if you're anchored down there, and you know you're strapped to the floor, and you go, you can put your whole body in there, right? And you're not going to fall. You can do whatever you can to save them. You're not going to fall. You're deeply rooted down there. And that's the same thing with Kirov, the Tzav of the Russia. It's the same words. That you should build yourself up now, Chas V'Shalom. We're young. You're young now. Build yourself up, and then you'll do all the Kirov. You do the wonderful, wonderful work, and you won't get sucked in. Like the famous broom, Mashal, right? It's like a broom. You sleep, but some crumbs end up on the broom, right? No, there'll be no crumbs. Build yourself up, and you'll go be Matzliach. There'll be no crumbs on the broom. I want to say, I was thinking of art, it says, when Tetei Dina bas Leah, where's the nice Aras? Dina went out. Liras with nice arts. So what happens? Shechem ben Hamor was Manasseh and came out very bad, right? He was a terrible Maaseh. Yaakov, terrible Maaseh. Why did Dina go out? Liras with nice arts. You think she was on Avenue J? Where was she? No. she went to be, I think I heard this from Victor Miller, she went to be Makarov, just like Avram Avinu and Sarah. Avram Megaris HaNoshim, Sarah Megaris HaNoshim. She went to go be Makarov, the B'nai Sa'aris, Liris, to see what she can be Makarov from, what she can take out from the B'nai Sa'aris, how she can be Makarov, and how can she can bring them out. But the problem was that she wasn't, see, Shtickle Diak maybe, it says Bas Leah. Usually when someone's married, they'll say, Aisha so-and-so. That's, you're Miyuchas to your husband, right? Not to the father, to your husband. When you're married, when you're still a Ketan, you're still young, you're Miyuchas to your father. Okay, Rashi answers the Diak. Mazu Yasan is just like, wait, so she was like, Yasan is fine. I'm not saying it's a Shver, it's a Kasha, but could be a little, that she was young Leah. She was still a Bas Yaakov. She was still Bas Leah. She was still, you know, Mamela, she was, good things didn't come out from it. It could be if she would have been already older, she would have been, you know, more established. Could be, Esther. Anyway, so that's the Shah in the mission. Arkham Shah and Rabbah, this Kabbalah Rosh about the Sashina for Onus. What's the Lashon for Onus? Punishment. Why is punishment called for Onus? So what's the Sharish of the word for Onus? Pirayim. Paid up, exactly. And that's the idea of mita k'neged mita. In the word of punishment is merumas mita k'neged mita. You're repaid. I'm not a payment. You do this, you get that back. Mita k'neged mita. Rav Chaim Shlomo has the aside of mita k'neged mita. He says it, I believe, by Yosef. He says that when Yosef was in the pit, he says, by Yishchadu k'de'izim. So it's brought down. That was mita k'neged mita. It was mita k'neged mita back to Yosef. Because Yosef, I believe, said they didn't eat from Avram, they ate from Avram and Achai, so here they shefted it. I can't remember, I believe that was the Midik Negevita, but it was something Midik Negevita, what he saw them doing while he was in the bar, he saw them. Kasha is, struck from Chaim, what's the punishment over here, Midik Negevita? Does it make a difference to Yosef, what's going on, what they're doing, how they dip his sinus? He's in the pit regardless. How they present it to Yaakov, that's not punishment for him. Machmish Dari's, what does it matter to him? What the character is Akrav Chaim, the whole word of Mita K'neged Mita is. The Pshat is to teach, to show you. Hashem wants to show you. Why is it Mita K'neged Mita? Why is it done that way? To show you where you have to correct yourself. If you have a, right? If you have a problem in a certain, whatever it is. A certain part of your body, or a certain thing that's bothering you, certain things that are happening to you, maybe somebody's mevasa. So, when you mevasa someone else, your leg is hurting. Right? You go somewhere. So, the Pshat is Hashem wants to show you, where your weakness is, and it's a chesed from Hashem to save you and give you an opportunity for tshuva. He's lighting up, he's illuminating the button that has to be pressed, the place that has to be fixed. So Mela, Yosef Atzadik, that's Pshat, Midav, yes, it was Midik Negev Midav by Yishuv Dugdizim. Because now he can see where he has to be tshuva. That's the Pshat, Midik Negev Midav. So I just saw also, Al-Tzal Shem HaPronis, another Pshat, Al-Tzal Shem HaPronis is, that when you're getting punished, don't be miyayish that things won't get better, that your life is maybe in disarray, or things are you're going through hard times. It's just Mita K'neged Mita to get you to Lachsirenu L'mutav, to get you back to the good. And in Mirch Hashem, it'll pass. Do tshuva, and all the punishment will pass. Mishnah Ches. Yehuda ben Tabai, Vishimon ben Shatach, Kibbu Mehem. Yehuda ben Tabai Omer. Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al tas atzmecha k'archei adayanim. Don't make yourself like a person who prepares the case, like a lawyer, what we call today a lawyer. U'cheshiyu balei dinim oimdim lefanecha. When the balei dinim are standing in front of you, yu beinecha k'rishoyim. Your eyes, they should be like rishoyim. U'cheshenim tharim lefanecha. And when they leave from you, yu beinecha k'zakoyin. They should be in your eyes like they're righteous. Kishakiblu aleim, and then when they are makabel on themselves, they did. So first of all, I had a diak over here. It says, Al tas atzmecha k'archei hadayanim. Don't make yourself like the lawyers. What kind of lashon is that? Mishnah should say very simple. Don't be a lawyer. Don't be a lawyer. Why is it, don't make yourself like a lawyer? It should say, don't be a lawyer. You shouldn't do that. So, first of all, what's pshat and don't be a lawyer? What is this referring to? So, one pshat is in the Mefarshim. that you shouldn't go over to Bali Din and people that are in a case, different parties in a case, and you shouldn't go over to one of them and say, you know, false tainas and crooked ways that he can be zaycha in din. Don't start telling him shticks and illegal things and things that are shaloy al pitayra, and start telling him ways to be zaycha that are taka not proper, that is crooked. But there's another pshat. I believe from the Rabbeinu Yaina, the Rambam, and the pshat was that don't even go over to Bali Dinim and tell them true tainas, emistic of things. Honestly, you should say this and you're going to win because of that, and this is the halacha. Don't go over to one of the Bali Dinim, to one of the parties, and start telling him al pitayra how he should be zaycha, giving him advice. Why? What's wrong with that? So the etzem, there's nothing wrong with that. Just the problem is that people will think that you're like the other type, like the first shot that we said. People are going to think you're doing false shtick. So therefore, you shouldn't even go over with emes, because people will think that you're doing false. So according to that, I think the lashon altas aspchak archi adyanim would be good, because it's saying don't make yourself like the lawyers, meaning don't make yourself look like the lawyers, even if you're doing it properly, but don't look like those lawyers who do shtick. So that would be pshat altas aspchak. It will work out well. Archi adyanim. Don't make yourself like the lawyers, meaning avada, you're not being a lawyer, you're not being those like the lawyers, dahainu, someone who does false shtick, who tells false advice. But don't make yourself look like them, even though you're doing true advice, because people will be chayshish. I was thinking maybe a pshat, more a pidrush, that the mishnah al tas asmichok arche dianim could mean also, don't make yourself like a lawyer. What's a lawyer? Today's lawyers, what's a lawyer? Today, he's fighting for the rights of victims that, you know, they were born in the situation, whatever it is. They have a case of a guy who's a murderer. Murderer. They claim he's a victim of society, etc. And they'll prove and do all these types of, with all types of tachbulas, how the murderer should be innocent, or he didn't do it. How do you know he did it? Mechatesi, so what? So what, you saw him. They'll prove how he didn't do it anyways. That's what lawyers do. And the next day, the next case they take could be simultaneously, they're doing a case proving how he's guilty. Even though there's only circumstantial evidence, they'll prove how the murderer is guilty, because they've been hired by the defendant, that's their client. They'll prove anything their way. That's what lawyers are. That's what could be the mishnah saying. They're always right. Their side is right, and they're always proving. And nothing, you know, that's what they're hired to do. But altas atzmecha ka'archei adayanim. Don't make yourself in life like that. That you're always right. You're like a lawyer. That's how some of us are. We're like lawyers. Whatever we do, we're always right. Someone tries to give us a little muzzer, no, we're right. Anything we do, whether today we're on this side, tomorrow we're that way, we are always right. Everything we do is perfect. Everyone else is wrong. We're always right. So the Mishnah says, don't make yourself like a lawyer in your life. Don't make your life like a lawyer. It's the worst thing. No one can give you mussar. You'll never do tshuva. How can you do tshuva if you're always right? There's nothing to do tshuva from. The first step is to recognize you have faults. So be open to criticism. Analyze your own life objectively as much as you could. The Chacham advise a person he should have a friend who to give him mussar, because that's more objective. But in general in life, analyze your ma'asim, be open to criticisms, and try to see if everything's good or if it's not, and then you can correct it. But don't make yourself like a lawyer, that you're always right. Mishnah goes on. When the parties are standing in front of you, they should be in your eyes like Rishayim. So the Pashim Pshat is that in order to come to the proper Psak Din, you have to really analyze all angles of the case and look at them like Rishayim and try to bring out the emes as much as possible by looking at them like they're guilty, like they're Rishayim, and asking every type of question, every angle, to try to see how you can prove them guilty. And then if you're unsuccessful, then you know that they're innocent. That's a good method for bringing out the truth, by investigating as if they're Rishayim, looking as deeply into it as you can, leaving no stone unturned. There's also a limit from this, that the Me'amlay has learned that it says, I'll tell you that you should look at them like Rishayim, meaning don't look at them. Don't look at them. They should be in your eyes. He's medayek. What do you mean in your eyes? Lagabi, your eyes, they should be like a shem. Don't look at them because it's also listakov if they're Russia. You're not allowed to look at a Russia. It's known that we've heard over that dayanim from days gone by, they used to paskin shilas. They used to sit at the basin, mamash with the talis over their head. They didn't look at anyone. Could be that was for other reasons also. No one should feel that they're favoring anyone. But you have that in. They didn't look at the baladinim. They should be in your eyes like Rishayim. Because one of them may be a Rasha, don't look at them. It's also Lislakub if they're Rasha. We're just learning the Gemara in Kedushin. Chavtesim Aveis, the Gemara says, Mishtabach le Rav Chistul Rav Huna, but Rav Hamanuna, the Adam got over. He was praising, Rav Chistul was talking to Rav Huna, who was saying how Rav Hamanuna is such a great person. So I'm late, so Rav Huna says, Rav Chisel, listen, the next time he comes by, have you to bring him to me? I want to talk and see how great this person is. He also, when he came in front of Rav Huna saw Rav Hamanuna the way Parah Sudra. He wasn't wearing a head covering. He wasn't covering his head. I'm late, my time is like Parah Sudra. Why aren't you covering your head? And happens to me, that was the derech for married people would have their head covered. I'm late, said to him, because I'm not married. When people aren't married, the derech for them is not to. But Rav Huna assumed he was married, so he said, why aren't you covering your head? He turned his head away from him. Amalei, he said to him, Chazi, you see now, you should not look at my face again. You will not see my face until you get married. And he held, he was like a Rasha, it's like the Marsha. The Lashon, don't look at me. You shouldn't see my face till you get married. The Marshal says because it's also listakub if nei Rasha. You can't look at a Rasha. So Mele, he said, till you're married, you're becheskes Rasha. You can't look at me. Then you're not to look at a Rasha. Could be it applies, you know, in general, in newspapers, besides the other problems of histaklus. Can't look at a Rasha. You can't look at Saddam Hussein. Maybe he's a Rasha. You can't look at him. Arafat, Yimach Shemam. You can't look at these people. Also listakub if nei Rasha. When they leave you, they should be in your eyes like they're totally meritorious people, they're tzaddikim, when they're mekabel the din. I was thinking this is sort of like a mashal to the way a person has to learn Torah. When you take a piece of Gemara, when you take a sugya, it could be chumash, it could be halacha, sugya and Gemara, you should look at it like it's lamashal, kirishayim. You have to totally rip it apart, make sure everything's true. My Rebbe, I remember, used to tell me, when you learn Rashi, don't take Rashi's word for it. Look up the Gemara Rashi brings down. Look up that, look up this, look up the Pasuk, make sure everything works out. Don't trust anyone when you learn. Everything should be suspect. Everything should be under suspicion to you. That's how you learn a Gemara. And then at the end, when you're finished, Kishnev Tarmel Fanacho, when you finish the Gemara, then everything should be Kazakoy, and everything should be all straightened out. You should see that everything's Takachu, the Gemara is correct. Could be you had a Kasha in between, and you found a Chiddush Imshat by looking it up, but at the end, everything's Kazakoy. That's the method of learning. That's how we have to learn. Remember my Rebbe used to say, Akasha should be the pshat, that there's no solution in sight. It's Akasha, it's Shever, there's like no way that you could see any answer to this. It's Mamish, it's Shever, what's going to be? If you feel that way, then you know you understand the Kasha properly. You say, what's a Teretz? Teretz is, you can't believe you ever had a problem. It's so simple, it's so clear. How could there have been a Kasha? But in any event, the Mishnah ends off that there should be Kazakoy, Kishkibulay, Masadin. I heard from Rabbi Kalish, said over, on this, that well, after they go away, there should be kizakoy. Sometimes we see a person do something wrong, and we think, you know, we formulate an opinion of that person in our minds, and then for the rest of our life, every time we look at him, we think of that guy as someone who does this. He's a Russia, because we saw one time something that we didn't, you know, he did something wrong. That's it, you know. When he was 16, he did something, and then your whole life, in your mind, that's this person. Shouldn't be that way. God can do tshuva. People change. They do change. And it's not a lot of, we have to assume he does tshuva. But people change. Don't look at a person because you saw him once do something, or a first impression is even worse. You think right away, that's it. No. People change. People don each other up. They tight shop. That's it. The paskint, he's like this, and that's it. No. Give a person a chance. And also, I just wanted to say, just bring out, Pasha, you hear, where's machlokes? Unfortunately, there's machlekes in Klai Yisrael. Even worse, there's machlekes in families. And what's at the root of most machlekes? Unfortunately, money. Money. People fight over money. But does it have to be that way? Does it really have to be? I think we should all be mekabel on ourselves now. We're not in business yet. We don't have the yetzahara for money too much yet. So we can say to ourselves now, when we have a shiloh, we go to Besin. Why should there be machlekes? Two yidden have a shiloh, they make up in their minds that they're going to go to a dayan. Whatever the dayan says is the psak of the Torah, that's it. I want to do what the Torah wants. The Torah says I win. Baruch Hashem, I win. Maybe tomorrow I'll lose, so I lose. I'm a Kabbalist. That's the way it should be. You should be mekabel leim asadin, and that's it. There shouldn't be any machlekes. Go to Beis Din, finished.